What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Doubt about it.
Things are crazy right now.
Just read a paper.
On second thought, don't.
You're listening to something
rock solid.
Something to depend on.
Believe in.
Expert information on gaming.
Odds.
And more.
This
is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Network. Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Monday night, the meltdown has begun. Begun. Let's do this thing. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. As the San Francisco 49ers beat the Los Angeles Rams for the fifth consecutive time, 31-10 final score this evening in the Bay Area, Santa Clara. San Francisco wins for the first time on their home field, and it's back-to-back primetime football games in which Matthew Stafford was terrible. But I guess Sean McVay is going to blame Jared Goff for this, right? I'm surprised. Well, you know, Jared just wasn't good enough, and we just can't turn the football over like that early in the football game. Yeah, it's funny because I remember Jared Goff actually winning a playoff game last year with like a broken hand on the road, yet it was his fault, right? I don't know. Maybe it's your fault. Maybe it's Sean McVay's fault. Right? Maybe it's Matthew Stafford's fault, yet are you going to throw Matthew Stafford on the bus? I don't know. You're kind of stuck with him right now. And at some point, right, if you're Sean McVay and you're this genius, it can't always be the quarterback. Right? That's the thing. Jared Goff was your perfect sort of scapegoat. All right, fine. So are you going to throw Matthew Stafford on the bus in the same way? Are you going to throw Matthew Stafford on the bus considering he's buried you guys into a 28-0 hole 2 weeks in a row? I mean, they're not just losing. They're getting smashed. They're getting smashed. And I don't care about Odell Beckham. I don't care about Von Miller. I don't care about Jalen Ramsey. I don't care about Aaron Donald. All right? The fact of the matter is, if Matthew Stafford doesn't play better, it doesn't matter who they bring in. And it's going to come down to Matthew Stafford. You know, the same Matthew Stafford that, I don't know, all those big wins that he had in Detroit. Oh, I get it. It's never his fault, right? I don't know. Matt Stafford is basically meet Matt Ryan. And how the hell is, why is Matt Ryan, like, can I get Matt Ryan's agent, please? Like, seriously. You've made hundreds of millions of dollars for being an average NFL quarterback. For whatever reason, the team that you're on refuses to, like, move on from you, despite the fact that you're way past your prime. Like, and why would you be featured in a Tide commercial now? Like, I don't really understand, like, who thought of, you know what? Let's get Ice-T, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Matt Ryan. Right? Let's get Matt Ryan because, you know, everybody, you know, hey, Matt Ryan's one of the hottest names in America right now. We better get him in a Tide commercial. Yeah, we better get him in a Tide commercial. I don't really understand like that. I don't really, you know. What is it? Because is the Tide called Ice or something like that? You're not Matty Ice, bro. You know what? And in fact, you are. You're ice cold. You suck, okay? You suck. Just like Matthew Stafford sucks. I'd rather have Kirk Cousins than Matthew Stafford. And I'm not very happy with the Toronto Raptors right now either. The Portland Trailblazers basically have like 1.5 players. Dame Lillard and Urkel. Can you stop them for the love of God? The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Omerenci. It's the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people who bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Monday night meltdown. George Kurtz will step up and in Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. George Kurtz, Howard Balzer, longtime NFL analyst, reporter. Howard Balzer will join us, SI.com. Howard Balzer covers the Arizona Cardinals. We'll talk a lot of NFC West tonight as the San Francisco 49ers might have saved their season if they can follow tonight's win up with a win against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that's who they get this week. 31-10 final score. Once again, Jared Goff sucks. All right? It's unacceptable. Jared Goff's been holding back the Rams for years. Last week against Tennessee, Jared Goff threw a couple of interceptions. They were down 14-0 right away. Tonight, right away, Jared Goff throws an interception. Oh, that's right. You already threw Jared Goff under the bus. So whose fault is it now? Whose fault is it? It's not Jared Goff's fault. Is it Matthew Stafford's fault? Is it Sean McVay's fault? It can't be Sean McVay's fault. He's an effing genius. That's why he went for the fake field goal at the end of the first half. Because you know what? Yeah, everything's going so well. Let's run a fake field goal like 20 yards away from the end zone. They got like pop at the line of scrimmage. But don't worry, he took responsibility for that after in the postgame show. He didn't blame Jared Goff for that. Didn't blame Jared Goff for that. I thought Matthew Stafford was brought into Los Angeles to win big games. I guess beating the Chicago Bears on prime time, is that a big deal? Is that what passes for entertainment in Capital City now? Last week, the Los Angeles Rams got their ass handed to them by the Tennessee Titans. Fine. The Tennessee Titans are a good team. Never mind the fact they didn't have Derrick Henry. Tonight, you got your ass handed to you by a football team that was 0-4 on their home field. You got your ass handed to you by a football team that lost 8 of their last 9 home games because they have no home field advantage because they play in Santa Clara. I mean, things got so bad, it actually sounded like a real crowd there tonight. Matthew Stafford is just one of the Rams' problems. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
It's the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. As I was just saying, Toronto Raptors, gutsy basketball team. Gutsy basketball team. Never lose hope. Never lose hope with the Raptors. Actually, a pretty wild game going on right now. 112-111 with a 151 left, and it's upsetting me because I came very close to taking the in-game total over 227.5, but I did not. So coulda, shoulda, woulda, didn't. I can't tell you that I am on the beach, Long Beach, right now. I got plus 17 and a half. It's currently plus 19 and a half right now against UCLA. UCLA are leading the second half. They came out a little bit hot at 7-2 to start off the second half, but the Beach hung around the first half, man. 48-45 after the first 20 minutes of play. So we'll keep our eye on this. We got NBA basketball in the late night hours right now. We're on doubles. The Bulls are drilling the Lakers because, you know, not a shock. We're on the Bulls. Well, if we're on it, it had to be right, right? Bad night in Los Angeles. Now, I was on the Los Angeles Rams tonight, but I am on the Bulls right now. And I've got the Raptors plus 5 when it was all said and done. Plus 5. We got a little in-game action. We got a 4 and a 5, actually. It's going to come down to the wire. So the football game tonight did not come down to the wire. No, it did not, as the Los Angeles Rams got absolutely dominated in the trenches once again. Matthew Stafford was terrible once again. Matthew Stafford opened up the football game by throwing an interception, and I know people want to blame Odell Beckham because that's the thing, right? You got to love it. You got to love society. So Odell Beckham just runs down the field. Matthew Stafford throws it right to a San Francisco 49er, and that's on Odell. It's like, all right, it's Odell's fault, all right. Right? I guess all the other interceptions that Matthew Stafford throws, that's his fault too. I don't know. Some people get a free pass from the media. Matthew Stafford's one of them. If Jared Goff did the crap that Matthew Stafford did, people would, like, flip out. All right? The guy's throwing, like, you know, throwing off his ass in the end zone and stuff. Over every pass he threw tonight was nearly intercepted. Right? Like, seriously. Like, every effing pass this guy nearly threw, like, it was, like, hold your breath. Like, oh, my God, where's this ball going? It was closer to a niner or, you know, he would just throw it, like, 10 feet over everybody's head, which happened, like, repeatedly. It's a problem, and I think it's going to be a problem. I don't believe that Matt Stafford was some victim in Detroit forever, and he was saved by Los Angeles. I think Matt Stafford was part of Detroit and one of the reasons why they didn't win, right? Like, I'm not saying Matt Stafford's terrible, but people act as if though like Matt Stafford is some sort of saving, like, you know, some sort of like quarterback savior or something like that. And as I stated, like, ask yourself, who is Matthew Stafford? Who would you compare him to in the National Football League? Like, who's his career like? Who's he? You know what I mean? Who is he? He's Matt Ryan. All right, he's basically Matt Ryan. I would say Kirk Cousins. Kirk, you know what I mean? But I think Kirk Cousins is better than Matthew Stafford is. I think Matthew Stafford's had a better career overall than Stafford has. But right now, I think Kirk Cousins is better than Stafford is. Like, Stafford, like, basically you need him to be a game manager. Sort of like you needed Jared Goff to be a game manager. Except not only is Stafford not a game manager, he's burying you. Right, and it you can't make this up. It was almost like the news, the local news in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, when they literally were having a live press conference about like pedestrians getting killed and smoked crossing the street, and literally behind the lady as she's talking on the news, somebody nearly gets smoked behind them. So tonight. Like, basically, the game starts, and there's a graphic, and there's a quote up on the screen about Matthew Stafford, about, like, I, you know, Matthew Stafford takes, you know, I accept responsibility last week, you know, I can't put our team in a 14-0 hole, and then subsequently throws an effing interception as they have the quote up. I'm not really sure how the Raptors are managing to blow this this cover, but they are. They are. It went from 112 to 111 to 118-111. And they basically have the discipline and the cohesion of a street basketball team right now at the end of this game. Just another bad loss for a Toronto Raptor organization. It's really starting to piss me off, to be honest. Yeah, I'm a glass half full type of guy when it comes to the Raptors. I've defended them, but They are what their record says they are. They're a 500 basketball team. And you know what? If they play like this, they won't even be 500. I think we'll still hit our over 36.5. Will they make the playoffs? Not the way that they're playing right now. And quite frankly, I really don't see anything changing. They are who they are. Thibodeau was right. Thibodeau said it the other day. And you know what I'm saying? It's great because I do believe in that you are what your record says you are. We bring it up often in football, especially at the halfway. But that's when Bill Parcells said it. Said after eight games, you know, halfway through the season, you are what your record says you are. And Thibodeau, the coach of the New York Knicks, is getting frustrated with the Knicks play. And, you know, a normally negative New York media said, well, you know, coach, isn't it still early? And, you know, there's no reason really, you know, isn't the team still gelling? And Thibodeau's been around a long time, and I like Thibodeau's answer. He said, you hear, oh, you know, you need 10 games, and he goes, then after 20, you need 30. Then he goes, after 40, you need 50. And he goes, next thing you know, the year is over. And I'm a believer in this as well, right? I don't like hearing this crap about, well, it's early. You'll hear that. Well, it's early. Maybe we shouldn't pay you since it's early. Like I said the other night, the Laker game against the T-Wolves. The Laker players said, oh, we're embarrassed. Well, that's good for you. What about the people that work their ass off at 7-Eleven, you know, get to go to one Laker game a year and can only afford to see the crap-ass T-Wolves? And then you guys roll over and get smashed 45-12 in a quarter or whatever it is. Well, it's still early. Well, how about I don't pay you then since it's still effing early? Same thing. Like, I'm looking at the Raptor players right now. Half of them aren't even sweating. Like, oh, you're not even sweating. I don't understand this. Like, who are you, Andrew Wiggins? Unless you have some sort of body chromosome issue, all right? Like, I don't understand. I'm looking at Siakam right now. Yeah, he's not sweating. I don't see any sweat. Where's the sweat? Same thing with OG Anunoby. Yeah, he scored a lot of points. Good for you. Whatever. We lost. What are you hugging everybody for right now? What is this, a Christmas reunion? What the hell's going on here? Oh, it's a big love fest, eh? Let me hug you, Dame Lillard. You just kicked my ass. We just blew a lead. We just lost another basketball game. I didn't realize I got to push at 5. Good, that's better than losing. Hey, we just lost another screw job. Hey, let me hug everybody. I don't know if you heard the Texas coach the other day. I can't play the clip because the guy started dropping too many F-bombs. The Texas Longhorns are like all the teams in sports. They all suck. All right? You all suck, 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 suck. Said Texas Longhorns defensive coach. He gets on the bus after the game. Some of the kids on the Longhorns were like laughing, and they're on their cell phones. And he said, what, do you guys think this is funny? That you just lost again? And, you know. He said, this isn't a joke to me. This is my life. And then what'd they do? They turned around and went and lost to Kansas. These teams don't care. You're somebody that bets $20 on these games care more than these players do. All they care about is banging chicks on Instagram and their money. That's all they care about. And their stats. Their stats. Oh, my stats. Look at me. I'm Tyler Hero. Yeah, you missed 2 shots with Game on the Line Hero the other day. You were no hero. Bring it. Suck!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Renzi at a Mightier 1090, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. The Los Angeles Lakers right now are losing 92-71 to the Chicago Bulls. And I actually do believe that everybody in a Staples Center should just walk out. Just leave. Just leave. It's pretty clear the Laker players don't care. And, like, what an embarrassment if you're a player. So what's the deal? Well, LeBron's not here. What, is he your big brother? Who are you guys, little Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone? And I see there's a new Home Alone movie. Hey, here's a note to Disney. Don't make the kid British, all right? He wasn't British. What are the Lakers wearing anyways? What is this? They're an embarrassment. They really are. I'm not saying that they don't already know. AD's about to kill somebody. This guy's going to knock somebody out soon, all right? So what's the deal? You guys are like, oh, well, LeBron's not here, so I guess we'll lose by 40 every night. What the hell are you talking about? Like, not only do they lose, like, it's the effort, the lack of effort, right? It's you can't tell me that you can get smoked by the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Chicago Bulls like this unless you're just not trying. All right? It's not normal to be down by 25 all the time. Unless, I don't know, one, you don't care, or two, you just suck. Or maybe it's a combination of both. Like, I don't know who was worse tonight, the Lakers or the Rams. And they're both the exact same team. Incredibly, like, star-laden and thin. Star-laden, where's the beef? Where's the beef, as the as she said, may she rest in peace. It's all sizzle. We're going to Sizzler. We're going to Sizzler. No, we're not. Are we still going to Sizzler? No, we're not. No, we're going to Jack in the Box because the Lakers suck. There ain't no Sizzler. Sizzler's a good night. So the Los Angeles Rams last week host the Tennessee Titans. There's no Derrick Henry, whatever. They get their ass handed to them. Oh, division game this week. Big bounce back spot against the San Francisco 49er team that hasn't won a home game all year. They've lost eight of their last nine home games, this team. Jimmy G is terrible. And Jimmy G looked like Joe Montana tonight. Well, actually, I should say Kyle Shanahan was smart enough to only have Jimmy G throw the football 19 times. But the Los Angeles Rams, they're like an MMA fighter, man, that's like they're a knockout artist. But if you take them down, they're screwed, right? If you take them down, they're screwed. There's no grit, there's no heart. Once they're on their back, they're screwed, and they're always on their back. I think that's who the Rams are. They're a flashy fighter with no takedown defense. I'm not going to compare him to Conor McGregor because Conor McGregor is a douche. And the Rams, I don't know. I'm not going to call him out personally for sucking. I got no beef with them personally. Right? Matthew Stafford seems like a nice enough guy, but so what? So is Matt Ryan. Doesn't mean I want to be my quarterback. Matthew Stafford's a problem. Sean McVay's a problem as well. Like, the play calling is just bad. Right? Like, if you look, so Matthew Stafford throws the interception early when he throws the bomb. Ill-advised. Like, Stafford, you've been in the league forever. Why didn't you just look up and say, you know what? I'm about to throw an interception here, so this play won't work. But no, you just blindly threw it up there because whatever, that's what you do. So, you know, the game starts off like that. But then after, you notice, so basically, so Stafford throws an interception on the first drive, okay? They get the ball back. If you guys recall, on the second down, he, like, sailed it over someone's head, and it was nearly intercepted, okay, on the second down play. They ran on first down, second down, he throws. He effing, like, sailed it, like, 5 feet over someone's head, and then it nearly got picked off by the Niner behind the guy. All right, so it was nearly intercepted. So then after, on third down, for whatever reason, it was, like, third and 13, they threw, like, a slant into traffic in which Higbee should have caught. And there was another pass that Higbee should have caught later in the game that would have extended the drive. Higbee should have caught it, but whatever. It was a little low. It's next thing you know, it's intercepted and it's returned for a touchdown and it's 14-0. And it's game, set, match once again. But the thing is, you would figure that the Rams offense is built to come from behind, but clearly they are not. And another thing is, clearly teams have figured out that you could just sort of bully the Rams and run the ball down their throat. It won't be discussed all that much after the fact because whatever, the whole thing was a train wreck for them. But the fake field goal really was ridiculously stupid. Seriously, there's a big difference between 21-7 and 21-10. Like, it still loomed all game. Like, you know what I mean? You're still in it. But that's the thing with McVay. He's like, you know what I mean? He has no patience. So, hey, let me go for a fake field goal here. Maybe I'll get points. Bro, it wasn't like, you know what I mean? You were even close to the end zone. It had zero hope in hell of working. Like, seriously, there's a better chance of me dating Kim Kardashian than there was of that play working. Even though I look like Pete Davidson, evidently. Like, you know, it's just, but the thing is, it's a little momentum shift. It's like, all right, listen, guys, it's only 21-10 at the half. You know, no big deal. Instead, it's 21-7, and then boom, right? And then, so you know, it's 24-7. Now, listen, they've got a bye week. Good news, bad news for the Rams. Good news is, whatever, you don't play this week. You've got a bye week. Bad news is you get the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau when you come out of the bye week. And quite frankly, I don't know how much I trust Matthew Stafford going on the road. And you consider, you throw on top of this, the fact that Arizona lost over the weekend and Howard Bowser will join us. We'll talk some card football. Arizona losing, it opened up the door for the Rams to step into first place in a first place tie. And you failed to do it. You failed to do it. Looks like the Rams going to be going on the road in the playoffs. Yeah, we'll see if Matt Stafford can get that done. I don't know. I saw Jared Goff get it done with a broken hand. Now, we can rip the Rams. Let's give credit to San Francisco. And San Francisco can go F themselves. All right? I'm not going to give you credit. All right? I hate you. I'm not going to give you credit. Look, why? I'm going to give you credit because you screw me for like tens of thousands of dollars this year, and I trust you, and I look like an idiot every week. Oh, no, you know, Jimmy G doesn't suck, and all. They win this week, they're back in it. And then the one week that I say I'm not betting on them, I'm an idiot. Like, you know, do you know how many times I have said over the years that I'm never betting on a team again, and then I bet on them again? You know how many times I said that about Andy Dalton? I'm never taking Andy Dalton again. Then, of course, next week I would take him again. And I would just accept that, yes, I bet on Andy Dalton every week with the Bengals. I have pretty much bet on San Francisco in almost every damn game, man. I had the Lions plus the points in week one. That team has terrorized me. That team has cost me so much money this year. And then finally, like, I actually, the one time I listened to myself, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm putting my foot down. I'm never taking these guys again. I'm not taking them again. I can't do it. I've lost too much. I don't trust them. They're dead to me. They suck. They're done. I hear Jimmy G after, well, you know, we were kind of embarrassed recently. Yeah, no kidding. How about you just pay me? Give me the money that I would have won tonight, Jimmy G, and we're even. And then I'll be back on the train with you, all right? I'll be back on the train with you. Isn't that the worst, though? Isn't that the worst? Like, when you bet on a team all the time and you finally have had enough and you're like, nah, I'm out. And it's bad enough when that team wins without you. Right? It's like giving up on a stock or something, and then it cashes in the next day. You see the newspaper. Oh, my God. Right? And it's like a guy I met in Mexico once who told me he broke up with a girl, and a week later she won the lottery. It's bad timing. Bad timing. Day late, dollar short. That's the old late for the wedding, early for the funeral. But it really is amazing, isn't it? I don't care what sport. Every sport's going to have that team. For me, it's like the Atlanta Braves. I don't like the Atlanta Braves have screwed me, man. Like, I've been screwed so hard by the Atlanta Braves, like, I could sue them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should take them to court. Like, I met Ron Jeremy or something at a party. You know, I got, like, inappropriately touched. Right? Like, the Atlanta Braves, the Falcons have screwed me a lot over the years. The Rams, though, the Rams really have. Cam Stewart right now is probably, like, six bottles deep right now. Cam hates the Rams, okay? He hates the Rams. I mean, you know what? Anyone knows from a couple of years ago when the Rams played the Patriots, Cam bet like, I don't know, $10,000 or $12,000 or something on the Rams that game. And he doesn't even like them. And he took them and they lost and he's hated them ever since. And I don't think he's bet on them once since. And he liked the Niners today, except although all the propaganda from the dumb jarheads on our network like me, oh, no, the Rams are going to roll them. And, oh, no, San Francisco, they don't cover at home. And blah, 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 blah. Damn you, Jimmy G. Like Kyle Shanahan at the press conference standing there like he's some cool coach or something. It's like, bro, you've had one winning season in 4 years. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. Howard Balzer will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk NFL football. George Kurtz will join us. We'll talk NFL football. Get a little Major League Baseball as well with Kurtz. NHL hockey. It was the Hall of Fame and ceremony and inductions tonight in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto because, I don't know. I know. Mid-November on a Monday night seems like the best damn time to do it, right? God. The only thing dumber than that was like Gary Bettman tonight, like thanking Kyle Beach for his courage. I mean, thanking Kyle Beach you don't thank him for his courage. You guys covered it up for 11 years. What the hell are you? And I love like the silence. There were a couple of claps in the room when he said it. Because you got a bunch of hockey Hall of Famers in that room. You've got more skeletons with those NHL Hall of Famers than there are in a cemetery. All right. like I'm thinking, like, you know, it was just so awkward and seriously, like, no, you're not. What do you mean you thank him? You guys covered it up for 11 years. You went to court and finally was exposed publicly, and you want to thank him for his courage.
oh God, like, man, society just, it's like, everybody's just so full of it. All right. So as I was saying earlier, and I've been saying this all along, the San Francisco 49ers are a gutsy team, gutsy group. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. So San Francisco are now 7-point favorites at Jacksonville. And as crazy as it is, they didn't save their season with one win here tonight. But this was the lifeline that the San Francisco 49ers needed this evening. Just due to the fact, guys and ladies, that the NFC isn't very good. And as it is right now, the Carolina Panthers are the wild card, the last wild card team in the NFC. They're 5-5. The San Francisco 49ers record, as much of a train wreck as it's been, 4-5. They're one game out of a playoff spot. And they play Jacksonville this week. If you're Los Angeles, though, like, it's a big deal. Like, it's a big deal, like, to win the division in the NFC West. Due to the fact, you know what? You don't want to be the wild card team, man. You're going to have to play a good team if you're the wild card team. Like, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, you're the LA Rams, you're going to end up having to play a good football team if you don't win a division. It's not a position or a situation you want to put yourself in. But the San Francisco 49ers literally and figuratively are right back in this thing right now. And you got to believe as well, they're 1-4 right now at home. They haven't won at home. Anybody that watched the game tonight, you could see and you could hear, you could feel, you know, they had the beat LA chance going. It was actually pretty rowdy, briefly. And they really haven't had that there. I think maybe because the team hasn't given them anything. But I doubt, they're going to end up going 1-7 at home or whatever it is, right? I don't know what the extra home and road game, I guess it rotates every year. But with the 17-game schedule now, you know what I mean? But, I'm not discounting San Francisco. I'm frustrated with myself, okay? I'm frustrated with myself. I believed in San Francisco. And what are you going to do? I mean, you got to pick a side. Listen, it wasn't a complete train wreck. I did pick the under in the game. I put a lot on Cooper Kupp to go over 7.5 receptions. I really could have used the Cooper Kupp touchdown, and then we would have gotten out okay. But it's one of those deals. It's just I'm more mad about being wrong, right? I'm more mad about the fact that I know the Rams are flaky, and I don't trust Matthew Stafford. I don't. I was all over the Titans last week, and I even brought it up tonight before the game. I said, for me, it's just Matthew Stafford. How's Stafford going to play? But let's call it off for what it is. The Rams defense didn't play well either. And it's a common pattern with the Rams defense. They do a lot of talking. They don't do a lot of stopping. A lot of talking, no stopping. So San Francisco, very much alive. Basically, everybody is alive right now for the playoffs, except Washington, New York, Seattle, Chicago, and Detroit. And I hate to say it, but even at 3-6, you're not really dead. Look, Carolina are the last wild card team right now at 5-5. Washington are 3-6, and Washington played them this week. Right? If Washington beat them, you know what I mean, and suddenly Washington are 4-6, and Carolina are 5-6, right? And then Washington are a game back of the pack suddenly. It's pretty pathetic, actually. It's like the it's cool in a sense in which every team is in it, right? Every team. So suddenly San Francisco, 4-5, they're very much alive. They're literally one game out of first place. They're one game out of a wild card spot. Right, I should say first place. One game out of a playoff picture, I should say. First place ain't happening in the division. But the one game out here. I'm looking at the wild card standing. So, you know what I mean? One game out of the top of the wild card here to get into the playoffs. Man, the NFL is whacked, and I've been saying it over and over, and I'll admit it. The later and the more the season goes on, it seems like the less we know. And the more erratic this stuff is getting. Like, nothing is surprising anymore, really. right? Like nothing, no result surprise should really surprise any of us at this point in time anymore. And here are the updated, odds right now. NFC West division winner, Arizona Cardinals minus 250. LA Rams plus 220. Seattle Seahawks 44-1. San Francisco 48-1. One thing I will say, the NFL, it is setting up. It is very interesting in which there are just so many sort of big games. And because of the playoff implications, every game matters. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just this week alone, let's look here. So, New England and Atlanta. Atlanta are useless. Sorry, Matthias. Atlanta are useless. But whatever, man. They were just in the playoffs before they lost. Like, they win again, and they're right back in the mix as far as the wild card is concerned. They're only a game out. So Atlanta are only a game out. The Patriots are on a roll right now. And the Patriots are literally and figuratively, like, almost like catching the Buffalo Bills. Patriots are laying 6.5 to Atlanta on Thursday. And we're going to hear a lot about the Super Bowl, blah, 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 and 28-3 and all that. Total is 47. That's a big game. That's a big game. San Francisco's in Jacksonville. Jacksonville have been pretty competitive, and they've been covering numbers as of late. They've covered three of their last four football games. San Francisco, if San Francisco win again, then suddenly, hey, San Francisco really are in business. Indianapolis and Buffalo's a big one. We can't lie, the Dolphins and the Jets is not a big one. But I really do like the Dolphins a lot there. Tua is going to be starting, too. The Jets are effing terrible, man. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Rex Ryan. I think, listen, I like Rex Ryan, and listen, Rex Ryan's been on the show with us a couple of times over the years. Yet, I think this, you know, it seems to be that Rex Ryan, I think it's a little bit too far. Rex Ryan went off basically again yesterday, and he's gone off a couple of times. But he said basically about how, you know, Robert Saleh has been hyped as some sort of defensive genius. And then he said, and I take it personal. He said, I take it personal that this guy was compared to me. And he goes, all I ever heard was people say that, oh, he's like Rex Ryan, except without all the baggage. And he goes, where's the defensive genius? And he starts rattling off all the bad numbers that they've given him. And he goes, all this guy does is he's full of excuses. And he goes, I don't want anyone to ever effing compare Robert Saleh to me. Which I think it was basically, I don't know, it was a bit much. Like, he made it a little bit too personal. Robert Saleh says, I'm not surprised by him. He's always got something to say. If he takes it personal, if it's that personal for him, he knows where to find me. Now, here's David Saleh, Robert's brother on Twitter. See, this is just like the Morris brothers, Matthias, and all that. We got NFL coaches' Twitter beef now. David comes in, Robert's brother on Twitter. Rex Ryan took over a good Eric Mangini roster, won with it the first 2 years, and lost with his own roster every year after. The only person making comparisons is you in an effort to stay relevant. Stick to podiatry and eating cheeseburgers, clown. So said Robert Saleh's brother. The podiatry is clearly a shot at Rex Ryan's love of woman's feet. And cheeseburgers is, speaks for itself.
Man, this is good for the league, Gabe. I like this stuff.
Is it good for the league?
it's for more fans, man. You know what I mean? It's usually the players, but coaches versus coaches, this is even better. I like that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, listen, I like Rex, but Robert Saleh's in pretty good shape with this. Like, he'd beat Rex up pretty good. Like, oh, Rex yeah. Ryan's like, I take it personal. Yeah, but it's only
like the beef.
Only the Jets, like, can have this somehow. Like, the Jets have enough problems. Rex Ryan wants to fight their coach. Robert Saleh's in pretty good shape. Rex Ryan is not. All right, let's just call that out. Let's just call that out for what it is. And let's play, actually, tonight, the Manning cast. Tonight, so no football player ever wants to go on that ever again because of the curse. So they got Phil Mickelson on. They got Phil Mickelson, right? They got Phil Mickelson to go on here tonight, and and Phil Mickelson. You know, the funny thing is, Phil's a good guy. And Phil likes to bet on football, too, right? Phil is known for, like, delaying it down, too, as well. So, do we have the clip ready here?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So that means, do we have the clip ready here means play.
About this thing called the Manning curse, where apparently if you come on this show, if you're an active football player, the next week you lose the game. And can you kind of do us a favor and tell people that there's no such thing as a curse, that that's not a real thing?
No, I believe that it is a thing, and that's why I'm not playing next week. I didn't know if it would carry over into golf or not. I think it's real. And so I think it's important you get people that are here on your ManningCast the week before a bye. That's probably the best way to do it.
Either the week before a bye or a week before they play the Colts, Broncos, or Giants, right? That would be the second option.
Yeah, see, it's all funny, the Mannings. I told you that. I told you guys that before, that they don't care, right? These guys are making like $6 and $10 million each to do this. And even Peyton's laughing, oh, yeah, against the Giants or the Colts. Well, let's get guys on. No. I love that Phil Mickelson goes.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No, no, I actually do believe. I do believe in the curse. The curse is real. The curse is real. I like Phil Mickelson. I'm not playing golf this week. That's why I came on. All right, we got our boy Ventura. Listen, Ventura's been loyal to the Niners, but settle down about Jimmy G stepping up big tonight. All right, yeah, hand the ball off 40 times. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tucker's got 28 points for you prop players. All right, we've got a final score. It's coming into a final. And, 121-103. Well, actually, I don't know. There's 4 seconds left. Are the Lakers going to shoot? Probably not. Oh, here's the love fest. Here's DeAndre Jordan going over and hugging everybody. Game's not even over, and he's already at the bench hugging everybody. Oh, they will shoot at the end? Yes, no, he shot late after. Why? Why would you do that? Like, I hate that in the NBA. It drives me nuts. So Buddy on the Lakers, I think that was Horton Tucker. Buddy on the Lakers just didn't shoot, all right? And he waited until the buzzer sounded, and then he casually just shot it, and it went in. I don't care that you're losing. The game is still going on. You shoot the ball. You know what I mean? There's 4 seconds left, and DeAndre Jordan's over at the Bulls bench. What are you hugging everyone at the Bulls bench for? Like, honestly, let me ask, did you play for them? Is that one of the 22 teams you played for? Right? No. Like honestly, I don't want to sound like this old guy and blah, 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 but it's over the top. It really is. It's like, at least pretend to care for the sake of the people, all right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it bothered me, like, watching a Raptor game. The Raptors, like, seriously choked at the end of the game. Complete choke job. And the game's over, and they're all hugging everybody. It's like, what is this? What, you guys haven't seen each other in 5 years? You know, DeAndre Jordan's got to go over and hug DeMar DeRozan. It's like, you guys probably, like, hang out in the off season together, man. It's beyond me. Like, I don't care. I don't care, like, how good of a friend I am with anybody. I just lose a damn game. I'm not even talking to him, okay? I mean, like, whatever, dude. Like, now's not the time, all right? I just lost. UCLA's up 20. With about 1.5 left here. Late Night Anger Management Class. George Kurtz going to hop up and in. I'm going to give you who's going to win the MVP in the NFL. And there's good odds. Bring it.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.